Oof, seeing this conversation continue. There's always a twist. It's almost like a movie. Like a new... The plot twist. And here we are.
It's really bad. I think most people just want this to go smoothly and the finale president put to it.
Now, everyone has their own interpretation of what smoothly is. Other things smoothly, the government being able to bury the former president. Another smoothly is let the family do it how they want to. That's smoothly for them. That's what the problem is. Everyone has their own definition of what smoothly will be in this case. And I think that's what brings that's what's creating the problem here.
For 8 hours, this is where Breakfast with Sandy ends, and we're getting into the news. But the show still continues.
That was Breakfast with Sandvik, connecting you to insights and opportunities that help you keep growing with Sandvik.
Superman says it's a series, actually. At least the movie ends faster. So it's perfect. The main news at 8 is up next.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
You need a bigger base to grow your business. You need more equipment to make the market.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
The headline. ECZ says only two presidential aspirants have paid 100,000 Kwacha nomination fees so far. Zambia Institute of Environmental Health calls for urgent assessment of sinkhole risk in Kakura. And in global news, Iran says the Strait of Hormuz cannot be opened due to ceasefire breaches. With the 8 hours the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says only two presidential aspirants have so far paid the 100,000 Kwacha nomination fee required ahead of this year's general election. Last week, the commission held a consultative meeting with over 30 presidential aspirants to update political parties on key issues relating to the August poll. Meanwhile, the ECZ has set the 29th of April 2026 as the deadline for aspiring presidential candidates to pay the required nomination fees. ECZ's chief electoral officer, Brown Fisher, has confirmed to Phoenix News that so far only the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ, and the Development People's Party have paid the fees. Mr. Kakao says the commission's finance department will continue verifying payments that they are made by the candidates. The Zambia Institute of Environmental Health, the IEA, is calling for an immediate comprehensive assessment of the Kisangani area of Kakura District and the mapping out of housing units that are under immediate danger of sinkhole for relocation. Recently, local government and rural development minister, Jit Kianuwale, who created at the Geological Department under the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development, has been engaged to find a lasting solution to the sinkhole in Kisangani Ward of constituent of Kakura constituency. Institute President Dr. Kaita Taiwanze has emphasized that relocation is the only possible solution as the geology of the area has shown a risk of sinkholes, exposing the lack of oversight on the part of the local authorities before allocating land. In an interview with CNN, Dr. Taiwanze says the sinkholes are a wake-up call to all local authorities on the need to undertake serious surveillance before allocating land. Dr. Hazard has further underscored the significance of intensified awareness on the dangers the sinkholes pose to the lives of the people in the Kisangani area, warning that a lack of awareness may result in resistance from the residents.
We need to carry out comprehensive assessment together with the, our geological survey department under the Ministry of Mines to carry out assessment and map out the housing units that are under immediate danger. And every member of those housing units that are under imminent danger, they need to be relocated. And we have the disaster management and mitigation units. They have to provide relief and assistance to those members of houses which are under immediate danger.
The Association of Mine Suppliers and Contractors has dismissed claims by the Zambia Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, that Controller Copper Mines, KCM, is sidelining local suppliers, saying it has not received any complaints from its members. Association President Copper Mines has told CEQ that the feedback from suppliers currently engaging with KCM does not support allegations of exclusion from contracts or procurement opportunities. It's another note that KCM is still in a recovery phase following its return to private ownership under the Zambia Resources, and that it would be unfair to judge its performance prematurely. He has further pointed to planned initiatives such as a vendor bill aimed at connecting large contractors with smaller local businesses, describing it as a positive step toward inclusive participation in the mining value chain.
We have not heard as an association where suppliers or contractors would come to complain for non-payment. So, as far as we are concerned, they are paying. If they are delayed, these are normal operational delays where maybe there is a mismatch with an invoice or someone hasn't submitted the tax clearance and so on and so forth. Then you find that they are delayed to be paid. So that cannot be attributed to them not being paid. And our last comment, obviously, is the fact that we all know the status of these mines. Mopani, KCM, we know where they're coming from. Okay? They are almost in care and maintenance status. So we do not expect whether in Mopani, a miracle to be done today and we expect them to be buoyant. It's the same thing with KCM.
KCM says it cannot comment on the matter at the moment. UPND Deputy Secretary General Jeffrey D. Menda has advised aspiring candidates seeking adoption in the party. UPND Deputy Secretary General Jeffrey D. Menda has advised aspiring candidates seeking adoption in the party tickets ahead of this year's general election to avoid making emotional decisions to stand as independents if they are not selected. The UPND has officially opened its adoption process, inviting applications from members wishing to contest parliamentary, mayoral, council chairperson, and councillor positions on the party's ticket. Speaking in interview to UPND, Ms. Amanda has emphasized the importance of party unity, urging unsuccessful applicants to soldier on with the party rather than opting to stand as independent candidates. She has noted that not all applicants can be adopted and encouraged members to respect the outcome of the selection process. Ms. Amanda further questioned the rationale behind members choosing to stand as independent candidates after failing to secure adoption, warning that such moves could result in their separation from the party and require them to reapply for membership. Negotiator in talks with the U.S. has said it is not possible for the Strait of Hormuz to be opened due to blatant violations of the ceasefire by the U.S. and Israel. In a post on X yesterday, Mohammed Bagheer Ghalibaf said the violations include the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports, which he said amounted to taking the global economy hostage and warmongering by Israel on all fronts. Iran remains open to negotiations, says Iran President Masoud Pezeshkian, but he added the breach of commitment, blockade, and